Welcome to the Teach a Rockstar podcast, the podcast that's dedicated to providing valuable insights, practical tips, and proven strategies to equip new teachers for success. I'm your host, Steve Hiles, retired educator, published author, and instructional coach. Join me in each episode as we offer a supportive platform for navigating the challenges of the teaching profession. Now, in today's episode, we're going to be talking about what I wish I knew as a first-year teacher. We're going to dive into the valuable insights and advice that can make a significant difference in your first year as an educator. Now, whether you're a recent graduate or transitioning careers, this episode is designed to provide you with the wisdom and guidance that will set you on your path to success. Okay, so here we go. The first thing I want to talk about is building connections. Okay, very, very critical here. As a first-year teacher, one of the most crucial aspects that you will do is building meaningful, authentic connections with your students, okay? Now, it's not just about delivering a lesson. It's about creating an environment where students feel seen, heard, and understood, all right? Now, take the time to get to know your students on a personal level. Learn about their interests, hobbies, and what actually motivates them. Now, this investment in building relationships is going to pay off in the long run, creating a positive and inclusive classroom atmosphere, okay? Now, establish clear communication channels with both the students and the parents. You know, regular updates on assignments, progress reports, and positive feedback go a long, long way in fostering a collaborative learning environment. Now, what I used to do is I would send home at least to the parents every week two positive notes, okay? I'd send a note home for a boy and one for a girl saying something really positive about their child. So I sent home, obviously two notes per week to parents. And I have to tell you, it has really paid off. So that's something you'll definitely want to do, okay? Now, the next thing I want to kind of talk about is your classroom management. Teaching can often feel like a solitary endeavor, with educators navigating challenges without a dedicated support system. Our 12-month mentoring program is crafted to address these challenges, providing a supportive network and resources to empower you on your teaching journey. Imagine a community of teachers flourishing in an environment of continual learning, mutual support, and shared expertise. Our mentoring program is the solution to your need for ongoing support and professional development. Enjoy exclusive bonuses, monthly live sessions, and a wealth of resources designed to enhance your skills and well-being. Ready to invest in your growth and join a vibrant community of educators? Use the link in our podcast description to learn more about our mentoring program. Classroom management can, in fact, be a daunting challenge for a first-year teacher, okay? Now, how do you maintain order while also fostering a positive and engaging atmosphere? Well, you set clear expectations from the very first day. Establishing routines and consistent rules helps create a structured environment where students know what is expected of them. Very important here. And another thing, be adaptable. Okay, realize that every lesson that you plan is not going to go the way you planned it. Okay, and that's okay. Flexibility is a key skill in teaching. So learn to adjust on the fly and don't be afraid to try new strategies if something isn't working. I have to tell you something here. There's been a few times, okay, that I had to just abandon the lesson because my kids were not just getting it, all right? And that's okay to do, all right? So just be aware of that as well. Now, I want to talk about balancing your workload. Many first-year teachers find themselves overwhelmed by the workload, and that's understandable. Balancing lesson planning, grading, your personal life, you know, communicating with parents, etc., can be very challenging, but it's essential for long-term success. So, I want you to prioritize and organize your work. Create a realistic schedule that includes dedicated time for lesson planning, grading, personal activities. And don't forget to prioritize self-care to avoid burnout, all right? Collaborate with your colleagues. Seek support from fellow teachers who have been in your shoes. Share resources, lesson plans, and ideas to lighten the load and benefit from collective wisdom. So don't neglect that. All right? Let's change gears here to professional development. Okay? I do believe that every teacher, obviously, needs to have a growth mindset. Now, what does that mean? Well, continuous learning is a cornerstone of effective teaching. All right? I always considered myself to be a student of learning. Okay? Embrace professional development activities to refine your skills and stay abreast of educational trends. Attend workshops and conferences. These events offer a wealth of information, networking opportunities, and a chance to rejuvenate your passion for teaching. Seek mentorship, all right? Connect with experienced teachers who can provide you guidance, share insights, and serve as a source of inspiration during challenging times. My friend, as we wrap up today's episode, remember that being a first-year teacher is a journey filled with growth and learning. So embrace the challenges, celebrate your victories, and always be open to refining your craft. If you ever feel overwhelmed, know that you are not alone. The teaching community is here to support you. Well, my friend, we have come to the end of today's episode, and I want to thank you for listening to the Teacher Rockstar Podcast. I'm your host, Steve Hiles. And if you ever have a topic that you want me to talk about on the show, just shoot me an email. I'd love to hear from you. I read every single thing that comes in. We'll see you same time, same place next week. And remember, my friend, you got this.
The Teacher Rockstar Podcast with your host, Steve Hiles. We hope you've enjoyed this episode as much as we have. Make sure to hit that subscribe button and join our growing community of teacher rockstars. Until then, thanks for listening.